Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. So let's talk about your options when you are starting your crochet business. Because just because you've decided that you're going to sell your crochet, it doesn't mean that one size fits all. You actually have lots of different options for how you go about this. You can sell on social media. You can sell on third-party platforms like Etsy or Shopify. You can sell locally. You can sell at craft fairs and markets. You can sell by rent-a-shelf. And there's the whole online options. You can sell via newsletters. You can sell using Pinterest. You can not sell at all. That's a lot of options already. But what a lot of people don't consider when they're starting a crochet business is that you don't actually have to sell any crochet at all. You can grow your crochet business without selling what you make, and instead use your crochet skills. So the obvious one being crochet patterns, but if you're just starting out, that's a very scary idea. But you could also teach others how to crochet. You could hold online classes. You can also teach in-person classes. You can also teach via ebooks and teach techniques. So you don't have to actually teach how to crochet. For beginners, you can teach different techniques like how to make jewellery, with crochet, how to make crochet bags. You can get very specific. You can also just blog. You can make YouTube videos. You can earn money through affiliate links. And by now, I've probably given you far too many options and you're feeling overwhelmed. But there is an overwhelming number of options available to you. And maybe you just haven't realized just how many different avenues of revenue that are for a crochet business, how many options you have to be able to make a career from your crochet. And when you're first starting out, why would you? You're probably just thinking, I can sell my crochet, make a bit of extra money, and maybe even turn this into my job. And if your thought process hasn't gone beyond that, then this is a whole new world to you. Don't worry, I'm going to walk you all the way through it, because over the next few weeks, I'm going to be doing an episode a week about all the different ways you can make money from your crochet, all the different options available to you as you start your crochet business, and give you some ideas. Because selling what you make sounds fantastic. You get to crochet all day and, you know, turn what you love into a career. But actually, when you get into it, it's much more complicated. Sorry about that. And you won't actually spend as much time crocheting as you thought you would. Getting into the world of sales, if you've not done it before, there's so much more to it than you may have realized. Because you are going to become every department that a big international business has. What on earth am I talking about, right? Because you're just one person. You're just crocheting, you just want to sell your crochet. It's not that difficult. You post something on Facebook, you tell people the price. Surely it's as simple as that. But actually, it's not. It's really not. You have to grow your audience. You need to tell people what your niche is. You need to show the quality of your work. You need to build a relationship with your audience so that they begin to trust that you are worth spending money with. Because, well, especially online, there are so many scammers now that people need assurance that you are a real person and that you are going to deliver. So you need to provide that reassurance. You need to show that you are giving value for money. That does not mean cut price. That does not mean bargain basement. It means that they are getting the value they want for the price they are paying. It means that you've got to learn how to use social media to build your audience. It means you are going to have to work out your finances so that this actually pays and you're not losing money, which is far easier to do than you might think. that you're making enough to pay yourself, that you are using quality yarns that people are going to like the feel of, that people know what to keep in mind for. Because just because somebody comes across your crochet now doesn't mean they are willing to buy now. So you've got to make sure that they keep you in mind when they are ready. And how do you do that? An email list is a fantastic idea. And you don't just need to stay on social media. I mean, even with social media, there's all the different platforms. There's Facebook, there's Instagram, there's Twitter. Then there's platforms like Pinterest and TikTok. And then there's Reels and Shorts. And oh, there's so many options. You will quickly find yourself going down a rabbit hole and so many options put in front of you that it becomes incredibly confusing. And you can far too easily damage your growing little business rather than helping it. So we need to kind of clear the way. Show you what options you have, how it fits in with everything else, and if it's going to work for you or not. And that's what I want to show you over this series of the next few weeks. What is involved in each of these options? If it could work for you, how much time is involved? And what does it fit with? Because you have all the options in the world. And we're human. And we have this fear of missing out. We have this fear that we could miss an opportunity. We have this fear that we're going to miss our big break and that we're doing something wrong, something isn't going right. And this is far worse right at the beginning because you don't know what you don't know. And this little trick that someone on TikTok is telling you, it could be fantastic. It could, you know, turn the tide and start bringing all your sales and, you know, make your crochet sell out. But it could also do you a lot of damage in the long run. And we don't want that to happen. So you have all the options in the world, but you don't need all the options in the world. You just need the setup that's right for you. And that's going to depend on what you enjoy doing. It's going to depend on what type of medium suits you best. So some people love being on video. It's quick and easy. Some people can't stand it. I mean, I used to not be able to stand video. It was very rare you saw my face at all until it recently. But that's something I overcame. But that came over time. It took me a long time to get to that point. But if you don't like being on video, you can still make videos. You don't have to be in them. But again, learning how to make videos and edit them takes time. Maybe you just want your voice. Some people don't like the sound of their own voice. It is rather weird. The first time I did a podcast and listened to it back, it was like, ooh. But it's something you can get used to, but maybe it's not for you. Some people love being on social media and chatting with other people and, you know, building that network. Some people hate it. I'm not a social media person. I was on Facebook for years, but with the recent changes in the algorithm, it doesn't work for me anymore, so I stepped away. I know how the platform works. It's just not for me. And so I have other options. I love Pinterest. I love creating the pins and I love that as a platform. But some people find Pinterest incredibly tedious because you do have to spend a fair amount of time creating pins and getting them scheduled. It's a bit of a time sucker and it also isn't immediate. You don't get immediate results from Pinterest. It's a very much a slow burn platform. It's not for everyone. And the same can be said of all the other options that are available to you. Not every option is going to suit every person. In fact, if you try to do every option, you'd burn out. You need a whole marketing team to take advantage of every option. So the people that you see who have businesses and appear to be doing it by themselves, but you see them on every single platform, you know, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on Pinterest, they're on YouTube, they're on TikTok, they're doing Reels 3 times a day. These people are not doing it by themselves. They have help. They've got somebody doing their marketing for them. Because when you're doing it by yourself, you can't be everywhere. You simply don't have the time. So you do have to pick and choose where you are selling carefully. You have to pick and choose which platforms you're using to promote carefully. Everything needs to be strategic. And I really hope I'm not putting you off starting your crochet business, because it is incredibly rewarding. I've been doing this for 10 years now, and my crochet business has been through several different phases. I started by selling what I make. Over time, I realized that wasn't for me because I just don't like making the same things over and over again. I love to crochet, but I also love to crochet different things. So selling what I made was not the right path for me. I switched to writing crochet patterns. And in the process of doing that, I've tried blogging, I've tried podcasting, I've got a YouTube channel, I've done affiliate marketing, memberships. Back when I sold what I make, I also did craft fairs. I've tried it all. I'm someone who likes trying new things all the time. And so it is difficult sticking to a strategic platform, but I've got enough variety now that it suits me. I know what works for me. I know what doesn't. I know how platforms work, and I know which suits me best. But in that journey, I have amassed this kind of big knowledge bank of what options are available and how they work and how they suit. And that knowledge is what I'm going to bring you next in this series of podcasts that I'm going to be doing. Because if you're not the type that likes exploring these things and figuring out how things work, don't worry, I'm going to tell you all about it. And then you can make the choice that is best for you with how your mind works, how your energy works, and how your crochet works, what you want it to be. Because every one of us is unique. We all have our unique styles. We all have our own unique way of working. And it's not the same as everyone else. Our crochet business will look very different from each other. Even if we're, in theory, doing the exact same thing, we will have a setup that suits us. Because if this becomes a chore, you're not going to keep up with it. You're not going to want to show up every day because it becomes too much like hard work. And we want a business that we enjoy. You know, if you don't enjoy it, it may as well be trapped in the corporate 9-to-5. And I don't know about you, but that's exactly what we want to escape. So it is about a journey of discovery not only about your crochet and how you want things to work, but about you and yourself as well. So please do join me for the next few weeks as we explore those options, and you can make the decision of how you can create the crochet business that works for you rather than you work for it, and create that lifestyle that you've been dreaming of. So if you want to get started right now, I do have a quick start guide to starting your crochet business with the essential elements that all businesses need. If you want to download that, then go to crochetbusinessschool.com/quickstart or click the link in the description. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. And it's going to be the first in that series of all your options to start your crochet business. So bye for now, and I shall see you then.